Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody greater.
Nobody.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Vashawn Mitchell this morning. And nobody's greater than Almighty God Jehovah. Nobody's greater than El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Nobody's greater this morning than Jesus. Oh, we thank him. We thank him this Tuesday morning. We thank God for allowing us to get in today. Yesterday, Blog Talk system was down. And so I prayed the prayer of faith, went on about my business. Sister Dot said, well, check the weather, because maybe it's where they are. Because it was just nice and hot here Sunday. And yesterday morning, we woke up in the 50s. And again this morning, in the 50s. And for Florida, that's quite cool. And as the day, and then we were in the 80s, 90s last Thursday, yesterday and today in the 70s. Yeah. And so we know that you won't be able to tell the summer from the winter from the summer, you know, spring from, yeah, it's just what it is. But we thank God that we know these things, and we know that it's closer to his return. That's all. And we don't get alarmed. We tell him thank you that we can make it through another day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're grateful unto him. So we're going to prayer this morning. And when we come out of prayer, we're coming to the word. We're going to read our main scripture for today. And then we'll have another song. And we'll have encouraging words and move on from there. I'm like Carlton Pearson this morning. He was a preacher and this and that. But most people knew Carlton for being very encouraging. Yeah. And I like to think of myself as encouraging others in the word of God to walk according to his word, to apply the word of God to their everyday life. Yeah, I like to think of myself as that. I got the title evangelist, which means I spread the good news of Jesus. And it's not always from a pulpit. Sometimes it's in the hospital. You know, I'm going to see somebody. It's at the prison. You know, I went to visit somebody. It's me taking food to somebody that was hungry, or clothes for someone who, you know, it may be for me to go see after a child who don't have a father in the home, or a mother, or father or mother in the home, and I'm going to see the child. It might be for them, you know, but wherever people are, God is. Yeah, because he will use the evangelist to talk of his wondrous works and make known his deeds among the people. And a lot of people see the title and they like, oh, wow, I want to be an evangelist. Oh, wow. No, it's work. That's what that represents. You see the word pastor? That represents the office of work. You see the title bishop? That represents the office of work. It's work, it's work, it's work. This is why we don't allow people to put us on the pedestal. Yeah, bow down to us. No, no, no. It's work. When you go to work, you have a job title. Any job you go on, you're going to get a job title. When I worked in the circular world, I had the title of human resources director. When I come to Jesus, he gave me the title of evangelist. But it don't mean for me to go out and flirt with God people and have them serving me. No, I need you to serve God. Yeah, he's the author and finisher of our faith. He's our Lord and Savior. He's our Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of everything for us. So we don't put ourselves on pedestals. Yeah. A lot of times we can get frustrated with people because they come back with the same thing. You gave them the proper answer, what God said. They didn't go and do what God said. They went and done what they wanted to do. And so here they come back. So it can be frustrating. But guess what? You yet got to love them. You got to love them and take your time. Yeah, you can't rush them away, brush them away, push them away. It's the job. It's the work. Yeah. For the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. And we pray that the Lord of the harvest, that he would send more laborers into the vineyard. But what about the labor that he called or chose you for? What about the work? Yeah. I've had to share with many. Listen, you don't want this. Oh, I want that gift Barbara got. No, you don't. Because to whom much is given, much is required. You can imagine all I went through to be here this morning. Oof. I had to be proved and proven by the fire. And it wasn't man's fire. It was the fire of God. I had to go through trials to get here. I had many hard lessons. And I can't lie, some I passed and some I did not pass. But guess what? I had to go back over that lesson again. I had to go through that trial one more time. Because God was teaching me something. He's not angry. He's not hateful. It's not that he don't like you, but your trials come to make you strong. Yeah. And so when God give us a title, we want to work. Yeah. It sounds good to some people. And some people, they shame and they can't, you know, speak out loud in front of other people. And sometimes they think, I can't talk like Moses. I don't speak like Barbara. I don't speak. Like Barbara Eden. All mainly you hear that blesses you. That's God. That's not me. That is Almighty God who have all power. I cannot take his glory, his honor, his praise, his worship. I can't take it because I know me. Yet I know him. And when it talks about great is he that lives within me than he that is in the world, or he that's in me than he that is in the world. That's Almighty God. And the day people realize God uses people, and it's not just a man or a woman up, and you giving all your everything to the man or woman, the day you realize it's God and not them, you're going to be better people. I know some people study and they put it together. What's your theme? So they can put, look here, honey, just come on. Come as you are. If God's sending you, if he requested that you come, go in Jesus. Don't go in you and what you study. Plenty of times I got up with a message. I believe God gave it to me on a Saturday night. When I got to speak that Sunday, was a whole nother message. I started off with the message. Yeah. And by the ending of it, many came to the altar because God gave the message. He changed it. Because, see, I didn't know who all would be there on Sunday. I didn't know who all was in there and what they need. Only he did. He knows the very intent of man's heart. No man does. No man know the intent of my heart. Only God does. No man knows the intent of your heart. Only God does. We can say what we want. And this is the way that God is. He hear what we say, but he's looking at what we're doing. And if what we're saying and what we're doing are two different things, we're considered a lion. That's who we are. Yeah. So we got to let God rule and reign. And we got to do the work of God, not the work of us. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. There are many who honor God with their lips, but their heart be far from it. Yeah. I'm talking about God, but my heart really in Mississippi somewhere, you know. Maybe on the gambling boat, winning some money. I don't know. Where the hearts be? Only God knows. But it's all right today because we have to love. The good, the bad, and the ugly is what he did and still doing. For God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever would believe on him won't perish but have everlasting life. That covers the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so today we got to love. And sometimes your love will draw others to God because that's what we want as believers, as his children, as the people of God, the saints of God. We want others to come to him and let him clean them up and make them fishers of men. Hallelujah. Because that's who we are. I don't care what your title is. You should be a fisher of men. Yeah. God gave me the title so you could work. Yeah. Not so we could be, you know, put on display and all this stuff. Mm-mm. No, no, no. And I thank him this morning. I know for myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So look, we're going to pray the prayer of faith. And again, after prayer, we're coming back with our main scripture. I'll be reading many different ones, but then we're coming back with the main scripture. And our topic today is the promises of God. We want to remember his promises, because all of his promises really and truly are yea and amen. Yeah, yes, and I agree 100%. Hallelujah. And so we thank him this morning. We're moving right along. And let's go to prayer. I'm touching and agreeing with you today for whatever you're praying. Because the scripture we believe, well, just two or three come together in the name of Jesus. Not only does he hear, but he answers prayer. Hallelujah. Anybody a witness over there? I'm a great witness. Yeah. Two of us prayed and he heard. Three of us prayed. Not only did he hear, but he moved. Hallelujah, on the situation we was talking to him about. And that's what he wants today. He wants us to talk to him more. And not just when we're in dire straits. You know, when we're in trouble or something happened, then we go to God in deepness. Yeah, but he wants us to come daily in deepness unto him, remembering him. He said if we keep our mind on him, he will keep us in perfect peace. Now, that's a promise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful unto him this morning. So again, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this day, April the 23rd, 2024, Father. And we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up, closing our right minds. Father, we thank you for our life, health, and strength. We thank you for one more day. Oh, we're grateful unto you this morning. And Father, we appreciate you. We love you. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. We can't praise you enough. Father, we can't bow down and worship you enough, because you are more than God. You've given us more than we will ever need. Oh, you gave us your love. You gave us grace and mercy. You gave us your spirit. You gave us your son, Jesus, the mediator. Hallelujah. Ah, we thank you. Yet he's God. He's you, Father, all in one. And we thank you this morning. We can't thank you enough. Father, we had 10,000 tongues this morning, and we began to praise you with everyone. It yet wouldn't be enough. Hallelujah. Because again this morning, Father, you're more than God. We thank you, Jehovah. We bow down this morning. Hallelujah. Come humbly, boldly before the throne of grace, to make our petition known unto you. This morning, Father, we come bringing every caller and every listener, those coming through the archives and the podcasts. Father, we come this morning lifting them before you and their family members near and far, their friends near and far this morning. And Father, we ask that you would bless these your people, and that you would move in a mighty way for each one of them today. Father, you know best what they stand in the need of. And it's you that supply need according to your riches and glory by your son, Christ Jesus. Do it for these your people this morning in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ. And Father, we bring those that are sick before you this morning. Father, we bring Sister Irene, and we bring Sister Dot. We bring Sister Sherry, and we bring Sister Jerry Crowell before you this morning. And God, anyone that's going through today, that's feeling under the weather, that's ill, oh God, we bring them before you. And we ask that you would touch today and heal in the name of Jesus. Father, you took a beating for the healing of the nation. And we believe that there's yet healing in the hem of your garment. And we know that you heal all manner of sickness and disease. Do it for your people this morning, wherever they may be, oh God. We know that you're here, there, and everywhere. You're omnipresent. And Lord, we're seeking you for our healing today. Touch us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, oh God. and move in healing this day in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your healing power. We thank you right now that you're healing us. And Father, we believe that with your stripes, we are already healed. By your stripes, we are already healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you this morning. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing us. We thank you that you heal our spirit man. Father, you heal us mentally and you healing us physically this day. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to his majesty. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Hey, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your healing power. Thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough. Oh, for feeling so much better. Hallelujah. For getting rid of all the pills, all the medications that the doctor has prescribed. Lord, all the therapy and the this and the that that man has given unto us. Lord, we're depending on you. For you made the heavens and the earth. You made these bodies of ours. You know what make them function and what will cause them to shut down. And Lord, today we ask that you would perform surgery on each one of us. You're the God that performs surgery without a knife. Oh, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you right now. We thank you. We thank you. Can't say thank you enough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we bring those that are incarcerated before you this morning. And we're asking, Father, that you would set them free in their minds. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. And Lord, you set us free. We're no longer in bondage to sin. We're no longer children of the devil. But we have a heavenly Father, you, Jehovah God, almighty God that have all power through your Son, Christ Jesus. And Father, you did it for us. And if it be your will, we ask that you would draw every inmate unto you. And Lord, let it be a powerful revival that break out in every prison all over the world. And God, they heard about Jesus and they came to you through your Son. And Lord, you gave them revival. You revived everybody, Lord, from the way that they used to live. It's a new way for them today in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask this morning that you would help us this day. Every call and every listener, help us to keep our mind on you. Father, help us to walk in you. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Father, help us not to get caught up into the world way and the world system of things, but help us to remember what your word says. Hallelujah. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, not through the world way, the world system and all of this, but Lord, through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Help us this morning. Help us this morning to give the devil back all his tools, all his thinking tools, oh God, and let us come boldly before the throne of grace. Lord, sharing with you what we need you to do in us. Give us a clean heart today and renewing the right spirit within us, reminding us of all your great and precious promises that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that loves us. Lord, we can look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from you, who made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you this morning, Father. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Father, bless those that are in every branch of the military and bless our administration of our military this morning. Father, show them the way to go. Make it clear and plain to them to keep them safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. Bring them home to their families, oh God. Safe. Not a scratch on them in the name of Jesus. Bless their children, oh God. Bless their wives and husbands. Bless their families in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you're doing for our military and our administration of our military. We thank you this morning. Father, there's none like you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless widowers this morning and bereaved families. Father, intercessory prayer people everywhere, praying in the name of Jesus for others. Bless your preachers, oh God, everywhere, preaching, in the name of Jesus and obedience unto you. Hallelujah. And love for your people. Bless them today. Lord, give them their heart's desires. Bless their families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Father, bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Lord, loose your protecting angels to stand watch, to shield and protect them. Keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus. We know that you have them, oh God. And we know that you're going to take care. Father, you said we would prosper if we love them. And Father, we love them this morning and we want what's best for them from you. For you're the one who can give what no man can. And we thank you this day. Bless our brothers and sisters overseas, everywhere, oh God. Bless those that's got to hide in the trenches. God, they can't mention your name. They can't read the Bible. They can't teach it. Help this morning, oh God. Loose your protecting angels. Stand and watch and shield and keep them, oh God, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Father, we ask that you would send your anointing through every place that has rejected your people. Send your anointing through. And Lord, do what you need to do best. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. And Father, we ask that you would bless America and the leadership of America. Have mercy upon us all this morning. And Father, you've been so good to us, and many have turned their backs on you. Many have been disobedient. But God, I thank you this morning that you yet woke us up with another chance. You yet woke us up with another opportunity to get it right with you. You're gracious and kind and merciful and loving, God. And we thank you this morning. Father, we don't take it for granted. Oh, all that you've done for us, what you're doing right now, Father, and what you're going to do for us, great and mighty things. And we thank you this morning. Pray for every caller again and every listener. The Lord, you would open doors and make ways for them this day. Those that stand in need of money, Lord, money makes us happy. Money makes us glad. And this morning, Father, from you, we want big, big money. And nobody's mad but the devil. But Father, money answereth all things. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. And God, we don't love it, but we enjoy what it can do. We need to pay bills. We need to keep things straight and organized. And many times what we need to buy, it costs money. And so, Father, we are asking that you would open the windows of heaven and pour us out financial blessings, oh God, today, April the 23rd, 2024. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here today. Father, bless your people. Feed them until they want no more. Let your words sink in. Let no root, no nothing choke it out. Let nothing scorch your word from your people. But Father, this would be a word that they hold on to. It would carry them into eternal life in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise again this morning. And we ask it all again in your son Jesus Christ's name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for prayer. Yes, we, we thank him. We thank him because, again, not only he hear, but he answers. And so I'm so thankful. Listen, our first scripture is coming out of 2 Corinthians. And this is going to be the first chapter. And the main verse that we're looking at is verse 20. In 1 Corinthians, you would think that Apostle Paul wrote one letter and then right behind that he wrote another letter, but he did not. It took him a while to write that second, the second letter to the Corinthians, which is 2 Corinthians. So since his first letter, the Corinthian church had been swayed by false teachers. See, since he wrote that first letter and pulled them to God and began to teach, and they began to listen and begin to obey, by the time he wrote that second letter, false preachers had come in. to sway them away from what God sent Paul and Timothy and Silas to preach over there to them. So, and to teach them. So he said they claim he was fickle. Yeah, so they came in so they could be swayed by false teachers who stirred the people against Paul. They claimed he was fickle, proud, unimpressive in appearance and speech, dishonest and unqualified as coaches, and upon his return, rejoiced to hear of the Corinthians' change. Yeah, he sent Titus over there to Corinthians to deal with these difficulties. I had it wrong, y'all. Yeah. They said that he was impressive in appearance. See, he didn't dress like everybody else, you know. He didn't had a tight suit on and the long coats and the coat matched the pants and he got a Stacey Adams on. You know, he didn't dress like everybody else. So it was unimpressive in appearance. And his speech, see, he spoke like me. He didn't use what they call the correct English. Yeah, he was more like Jesus. Go yonder. Yeah, he was like that Ethiopian eunuch. Yonder some water. What hindering you from baptizing me? So they said his speech, you know, it wasn't. Mm-mm. They say he was dishonest and unqualified as an apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, they say he wasn't qualified, but Paul said Jesus was the one and the true and living God was the one that called him and placed him in the apostle seat. He was thinking he was the lowest thing on the totem pole and he never should have had none of this because of what he did. But God did it for him. God changed him. God sent him. God chose him as an apostle. Yeah. And so it says that Paul sent Titus to Corinth to deal with these difficulties. And upon his return, rejoiced to hear of the Corinthians' change, their change of heart. Paul wrote this letter to express his thanksgiving for the repentant majority. See, some didn't repent. And to appeal to the rebellious minority to accept his authority throughout the book. He defends his conduct, character, and calling as an apostle of Jesus Christ. And sometimes you'll go through these things, ministers, preachers, bishops, pastors. Sometimes you'll go through these things. See, because people remember when. Don't forget that. People remember you before you were saved. People remember you before you accepted your office from God, your calling from God. Sometimes he called you, and then many times he chose you. And sometimes he called you and chose you. Yeah. And again, this morning, to whom much is given, much is required. So, God sent them to bless the Corinthians in that second letter to get them back on track. Because false teachers had come through. And sometimes we go through these things too. The Jehovah Witnesses are come by. Jesus Christ, a Latter-day Saints are come by. Some other stuff, Muslims may come by. And they all trying to persuade us to their God and their way that they think. But for me, I can't get with somebody who only come out 100 years ago, a few years ago, 20 years ago. I can't get with you when Jesus been out in my mind forever and a day. He's been out a mighty long time. And the God that I serve, Jehovah, from the beginning, it was him that said, let there be light, and light appeared. It was him that was there when Jesus said, which was the word, let us make man. So this is the God. And I serve the God and love the God and appreciate the God that's living. I can ask him for anything and he can do it. He's not dead. He's not a statue. I don't have to feed my God. My God feeds me. He makes sure food is on my table. I don't have to set oranges, apples, nothing before my God. He set it before me. I like shrimp. I love chicken. I love okra. He see that I have these things that I like, that I enjoy. He makes sure that I have what they call from all of the food groups that I need so that I can be healthy if I choose to. I don't have to give to this guy. All I have to give him is praise. Acknowledge him, give him praise, believe, trust him. That's all I have to do. He does everything else. He come with everything else. And he's not like man. And a lot of people treat God like he's like us. They don't go to him for anything. They don't go to him when they really need something. They out here trying to do it on their own. I go to him for everything. Call me lame, call me lazy, call me a cop-out, call me anything you want to call me, but call me when it's time to praise him, to worship him in spirit and in truth. Because without him, I can do nothing. Even when I was working before I retired, I got up every morning praying. Because without him, I couldn't wake up. Without him, I didn't have the use and activities of my limbs. Without him, I wasn't closed in my right mind. Without him, I couldn't go and perform on the job and get it done in the way that the company wanted me to do it without him. So anything I know I need, I'm asking God. I'm looking to the hills from which cometh my help. I'm not looking to Barbara. I can do all things through his son, Christ Jesus, that strengthened me, not through Barbara. Yeah, I'm blessed this morning. And not just with materialistic stuff, because that's what people look at. Oh, she got this. Oh, she have money. Uh-uh. I'm blessed spiritually more than anywhere else. I'm blessed to have faith, to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm blessed to walk in the spirit that I might not fulfill the lust of my flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. He didn't say the weapon wouldn't form. Things wouldn't come our way. But it won't get no bigger. It won't destroy us. It won't take us out. The only way it do all of that to you is you allow it. You forget God. You forget to have faith. You forget to trust him. All these things I'm talking about this morning are the promises of God. I'm the head. That's a promise. I'm above and not beneath. That's a promise. No weapon that is formed. These are promises. So before I go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. I wanted to read this to you. Remembering the promises of Almighty God. Jehovah is the God who have all power. And he won't ever lie to his children. Now see, that's important right there. Because I know parents who lie to their children. I tried it with mine. They just wouldn't go for it. But I tried to lie to them. Yeah. They said, oh no, mama. Wait a minute now. Yeah. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Whatever he says or have said is very true. Today we want to remember his promises to his children. God promises fall upon us when we live right before him and we praise and worship him. His promises are outstanding. Yeah. I work for him and the benefits are great. The job is super. Yeah. In many places, the job itself is just so rewarding. Before he give blessings, before he work uncommon miracles in your life, the work is very rewarding, very rewarding. Yeah. I was at the hospital just sitting in a chair. And see, this is what he does. I said, you need to get out more. This is what he does. He showed me something. It'll come strong in my mind. I can see it now. And sometimes most times I just ask the person a question. That's not God, that's me. Because I know what he's showing me, and I believe what he said, but me. I'm the worker. I said, well, are you planning to take a trip? The lady said, yeah. And the way she said it, like I had gotten some information from somebody else that told me she was going to take the trip. No, but I don't know who you know. But that's the work of God. And when she said yes, that's very rewarding to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then I go on and tell her about the circle and the this and the that, which the circle of completion, when they go all the way around and the circle ends. See, it's going to start to go around into a circle. When it ends and closed, everything God promised you is going to be done. I told her about some other things. She said, oh, I'm doing. See, she wasn't doing all right, but she tried to play like she was. But guess what? She come back and say, you know what I really want? Excuse me. I want a husband. I say, told her about the circle completing. See, this is another thing. We don't have our mind on him like we should. And we're not really hearing him and seeking him for him. We worried about us. Not what God would have, but what we want. Excuse me, y'all. Yeah, we don't do that. We thinking about what he can do for us and what we'll get and our heart's desire, what we want. And listen, he told us he's our shepherd. If he truly is your shepherd, you shall not want. Now, that's the honest truth. If you delight yourself in him, you should have the desires of your heart, depending on how long you've been with him. If you delight yourself in him, this means that you're walking in him, in his spirit. You're living according to his spirit. You don't see where you're going, but you're trusting him to lead and guide and get you there. You came out of the world. You don't want none of the world ways, and what they have going on is their business. You're not really into politics. We have a king. We have a king, not just a president, but we have a king, King Jesus. This same Alpha and Omega, he's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, which he is now, but he's coming back to present himself to the world to show. I'm not a lying God. And for his people, he went away to prepare a place for us that where he is, one day we may be also. How do I get that, Barbara? Applying his word to my everyday life. Remembering heaven, remembering hell. Remember when he want none to perish. So we in the vineyard, we in the trenches, we in the ditches, we under the bridge, we wherever we can be to tell others that he is. He's the Lord and Savior. He has more than you need. You need healing, he has that. You need a mind change, he does that. Whatever you need, he's got it. You need your bill to pay it, he can do that. You need a job, he can give you one. You're sick, again, he can heal you. Whatever, you got mental issues, he can heal you. He will let this mind be in you that was also in him. He came to do the will of the Father. He just wanted to please the Father. And he'll give us that same mind, that same mentality. Hallelujah. So we're going on now because we were supposed to look at Second Corinthians. And I'm looking at one verse right now. Verse 20. See, because we talked about what brought the second letter on. The false teachers had come through. And Paul wanted to make sure the people was yet holding on and believe what he taught them, what God sent their way, what he wrote to them in that first letter. So in verse 19 over here, it says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Yet all God promises are yea and amen. He said what he meant, and he meant what he said, and he does not change. He was that way yesterday, he's that way today, and he will be that way forevermore. But what we as a people got to come together and be willing to suffer. See, back in the 70s and all 60s and 50s and all like that, even the early 80s, we were tired. And maybe the early 90s, many was tired of going to church and not having a house. We was tired of going to church and not being able to drive a Benz or a BMW, a Cadillac, or whatever they wanted. And we were just tired of not, you know, having jobs like other people. In other words, we were tricked and trained to chase after the things of the devil without even knowing it. So prosperity preachers pops up. TV prosperity evangelist pops up. And they really don't care about you, your bills, or none of that. You poor, you barely making ends meet at the house, and they will drain you dry. They will take your rent money, all electric, anything you got, they will take it and not give a second thought about you. Now, this is just the honest truth. And they say they're praying, but look, you don't believe in God. You don't have faith in God. So who are you praying to for me? I learned to keep my money in my pocket and trust the Lord when he say give. I learned to keep my money in my pocket. When he say pay tithes and offering, that's when I pay tithes. I pay it every chance I get. Because he blessed me to find the right church where the man and woman of God is doing what they say they're doing over there. Yeah. But all God promises are yea and amen. And if we praise him, he's going to bless us. And he won't owe you for nothing. If you praise him, he'll pay you. If you work unto him, he'll pay you. I told you that work is very rewarding itself. So can you imagine the benefits? Can you imagine that his 401k is way more than that. It's way more than a 401k could ever give. Can you imagine the medical plan that he has in store? You don't have to go nowhere. You can pray the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith of healing. God will heal your body. Ooh, Aetna and all of them, they never saw this type medical plan. Yeah, because it goes beyond, and there's never a copay. And guess what? You never have to worry about getting a prescription filled. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, for all the promises of God in him are yea and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. See, we taught y'all. We taught you the truth. I wrote these letters to confirm everything in God through his son, Jesus Christ. It's up to you to remember and to believe and to keep going. 21 says, now he which established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. It wasn't us. It wasn't me. It was Almighty God. He wanted you to be blessed. He wanted you to be saved. He wanted you to be safe and sound. This is a spiritual walk. See, church folks, they don't, even folks that say they pastors, but they just over a church with a flock of people. They don't understand. All of these things are spiritual. And carnal and flesh, flesh and spirit won't mix together. Carnal, which is fleshly, natural, and the spirit won't mix together. We got to separate them. If all I got for God is some natural stuff that's happening in this old world, I'm out of gas. When will I go to him and say, Father, it's me today? I stand in the need of correction. I stand in the need of a cleansing. I come today asking, Father, that you would forgive me for all my sins and wrongdoings, my wrong thoughts, my wrong speakings, my wrong feelings this morning. And Father, though my sins be as scarlet, I come today to ask you to wash me as white as snow. Give me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for forgiving me. I thank you for looking beyond my faults and yet meeting my needs. I thank you for putting my sins and wrongdoings in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them again. This is where we at. We ask it in Jesus' name, and then we yet go back and tell him thank you. Hallelujah. We praise him. Lord, it's me today. I've been gossiping and been gossiping for years. But Lord, I heard that that's something you hate. You hate gossiping. You don't like it. And I don't want to do it no more. When will we get here? I need you to lead and guide me in the right path for your name's sake. I need you to give me the job in the vineyard, because the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. I ask you to send more labors into the vineyard. But today, oh God, remember what you can use me for. You don't even have to give me a title. Just use me in your service to be a blessing. Help me, Father. When will we get there? He did all of this so that we could be blessed. We could go back with him. Our name could be in the Lamb Book of Life. He could crown us one day. And while we're right here on the earth, we're working unto him. This is our workstation. We're in the world, but we're not of it. We're passing through to get the work done. And one day we're going to clock out for the last time. Punch that time clock for the last time. It's all over. But we got to get there. We must prepare daily. Many just remember the promises. They just want what God can give, because many want the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. Many want the better cars or the big paying job, the this, the that of this world. But when you look in the vineyard, what kind of work you got? When you stand before God, what work will you bring before him? Will it burn up, or do you even have any? Because listen, I saw this. Many don't think on this. They don't think there's work to do. They think they get saved and just keep going to church. I don't know what they're preaching in churches now, but they let too much stuff go on. They don't cry loud and spare not anymore. They humble down, water down, baby food down. They don't feed no meat, no nothing. A woman can get divorced from her husband and have another man in the same church. The man she was married to, he no longer go to the church. She's still going, but they looking at the man. That man going on out there in the world to do his thing. This is the one who dancing and frolicking before the people, talking about she loved the Lord and this and that. You can't love him and fornicate. You can't love him and committing adultery. You can't love him lying, cheating, and stealing. You can't love him saying one thing and doing another. That's not God. We must prepare daily because he's coming. He's coming back. So we must be careful. And we want to strive for perfection in him. We want to get it right with him. We don't want to be talkers and knowers. We want to be doers. We want to show God we love him by being careful. Yeah. I thank him this morning because he is an on-time God and he is on our side today in spite of us. He's yet looking beyond our faults and yet meeting our needs. Because some of us, we deserve death. Because we haven't come out from among them and separated yet. We're still in there doing what the world do. And saying, God, understand, and I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but he truly do understand the very intent of your heart, and it's not for him. It's for you. You doing what pleases you. We got to come out of that and do what's pleasing and acceptable unto him. But yet we're remembering the promises of Almighty God this morning. But his promises is to them that love him and are called according to his purpose. Those that are obedient, because he said if we don't obey him, we don't belong to him. So many, that's all they want, the promises of God. All they want is the stuff that God can give, the things that God can give. They come to him when they get in trouble. Yeah, right now I'm not speaking for God. Because he said in his word, come unto me, all that are burdened and heavy laden, I give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But this is the thing. You've got to come to him and let him be in you and you in him. And he won't come against your will. Some Christians, they want to work 2 and 3 jobs. Because they want bigger, better things in the earth. I'm in the earth, but I'm not of it. What I get is to be a blessing to somebody else. And with all of this, I can understand some things because, look, that devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. In your house, it's just something all the time. The devil just trying to talk all the time, tell you what to do. I read this and I read that and they said this. And, go on, keep it for yourself. I don't need it. 6 or 7 years, God been leading and guiding. If I need something, he'll send somebody, but he ain't going to send nobody with the craziness. He going to send somebody like Louis, deliver it to him, and Louis gone. He ain't trying no more. He ain't trying to look back and say, well, is you doing that? Not, no, that's not Louis. Louis will drop that scripture. I say, so and so and so, and he'll write and say, nope, this and that. Go over here and look at this. But see, he come to kill, steal, and destroy, so he try to keep something going in your mind all the time. But let me tell you, oh my goodness, God is faithful. We just got to want him. And we just got to want him to keep us. He will keep us if we want to be kept. So look at this, 2 Peter. I want to go there right quick. We'll go through a few of them. We got some time this morning. So I want to look at 2 Peter. I love 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. Let's take a look. This is what it says. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Did you hear that? He's given us great and precious promises. But we got to escape the corruption. We got to escape being in the world and of the world. We got to escape. We still going to the club. We still lusting after men. Men lusting after women. Women lusting after women. Men. We got to cut the foolishness out, the things that are not of God. I walk by faith and not by sight. Walk trusting God. Walk believing what his word said concerning you. Because many, they will pray at 1 o'clock. And by 5 minutes after one, God ain't moved. They got to move for themselves. That's not God. Patience. Patience is a virtue. We wait on God. We wait on God. Because while we wait, nothing will destroy us. Nothing will kill us. Nothing will take us out. If we're waiting on him, not waiting on the things of the natural. I'm waiting on the kidney. I'm waiting on the heart. Wait on. I'm waiting on God. Because when he show up, not only will he show out, but I will too. Because of the blessings, the uncommon miracles, the uncommon favor, all that he's given unto me. And sometimes these things take place before he really get there. Well, I should say this before we see him. Why? Because he was there all the time. He said he won't leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us until the end. Yeah, he was there all the time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I have to go to one more request of the morning, a song. And when we come back, we're coming back still in 2 Peter. Chapter 1. Yeah, we're coming back right there. And it's already all right today in Jesus' name. I love this right here, and I like to play it for us. It's only 1 minute and 23 seconds.
Lord, may nothing separate me from you today. Teach me how to choose only your way today, so each step will lead me closer to you. Help me walk by the word and not my feelings. Help me to keep my heart pure and undivided. Protect me from my own careless thoughts, words, and actions, and keep me from being distracted by my wants, my desires, my thoughts on how things should be. Help me to embrace what comes my way as an opportunity rather than a personal inconvenience. And finally, help me to rest in the truth of Psalm 86:13. Great is your love toward me. You already see the ways I will fall short and mess up. But right now, I consciously tuck your whisper of absolute love for me into the deepest part of my heart. I recognize your love for me is not based on my performance. You love me, warts and all. That's amazing. But what's most amazing is that the Savior of the world would desire a few minutes with me this morning. Lord, help me to forever remember what a gift it is to sit with you like this. Amen.
Amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice. For me,
for every blessing,
give
unto me,
for
every valley, you used to trade
for me,
and me, I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
For me,
for every blessing,
for every blessing.
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Hezekiah Walker this morning, and the name of that one is amazing. And God is an amazing God. I mean amazing, wonderful, outstanding. The list is endless, hallelujah, of the great things that he is and that he has been to his people. Hallelujah. And so we're thankful unto him. And this morning our topic is this: the promises of God. The promises of Almighty God Jehovah. Yeah, that's our title this morning. And we're talking about all his promises, a yea and amen, and whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature of God, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Yeah, the eyes can see some things and just go crazy. My favorite car is that Rolls Royce. Yes, it is. And I've seen one white with gold, and it just, look at that, how they put that together. Oh, it was just something I wanted. Not something I needed now. It was something that I wanted. And if I truly wanted a Rolls Royce, God would give me one. That's not my heart's desire, a Rolls Royce. My heart's desire is to spread the gospel everywhere that I can. My heart's desire is to bless a family, parents and children. My heart's desire is to lift him up so that he can draw all men unto him. But I got to lift him up. Hallelujah. And I'm not lifting him so he can draw them to Freedom Doors or Jesus in the Morning, but so that he can draw them unto himself, because he know how to clean. See, he caught the fish. I caught the fish. He sent me to catch the fish. He's the one that scaled and cleaned the fish, you know, gutted and washed it and everything. And then he prepped the fish. He started the preparation on the fish. Hallelujah. That's what he told the first few that he went out to the water to get after he come out that 40-day and 40-night fast. Follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. And that's what we all should be today, fishers of men, expecting the great and precious promises of Almighty God in the spirit, that when you go out, when you say something, man is going to receive what you said. And if he don't want it right now, we let it go, because we know God's word will not return void. What he set out for it to do is going to do just that. But we want to do what get us great and precious promises. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 5 says this: and besides this, escaping the corruption that is in the world through lust, besides that, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge, verse 6, temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see what he gave you here? All of this calls us to get the blessings and promises of Almighty God if we can do these things. And he told us, if you do it now, you'll never be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For one thing, when you step up on the scene and you need what to say and you don't know what to say, God will speak through you. He'll give you what to say. I'm a living witness. I don't know what to pray. I said, Lord, pray through me. He prayed. You hear my voice, but he giving the words, because I don't know. I don't know who need what, when, where, and how. Now, I know that every family want to be blessed. And we want our friends to be blessed. I do know that. But widowers and bereaved family, those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military, Israel, Jerusalem, intercessory prayer people, preachers, brothers, that's God. That's God. I wouldn't even remember that. But that's God. That's Him praying for these things, giving it to me to say so I can pray for these things because this is what's needed. Praying that parents would train their children in the way that they should go so when the child get old, they won't depart. Praying that the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and morning prayer. I don't know what happened to the minds of people that let it be twisted. This is what the country was built on, and you changed it? Do you think the country going to remain, and you change the foundation of it? When you change the foundation, then the building get weak. It's going to rot and fall. It's going to crumble. Oof, my goodness. Have mercy on us all today, God, in the name of Jesus. He said, if these things, verse 8, if these things of Second Peter chapter 1, verse 8. But if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to know more about Him. We need to know more about what He will give us to give to others. I want to be fruitful. I don't want to be barren. I want to be full of the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9 says, but he that liketh these things is blind. Now, I didn't say it. This is not Barbara chapter 1 and verse 9. This is 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 9. God inspired man to write it so we could follow the instructions. Verse 9 says, but he that liketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. If you like these things. Because sometimes we make a start with righteousness. We make a start with God and look back. We don't turn into the pillar of salt like Lot's wife did physically. But yet we turn into something different. Because we've forgotten that we was purged from our old sins. And we blind and we can't see afar off. See, we can't remember to prepare. And we can't see Jesus afar off on his way back coming. We can't see these things. We blind. Verse 10 says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, you shall never fall. Don't forget. Virtue. Knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness. Don't forget these things. Yeah. Things change so much. You know, people might need one egg. They're embarrassed to come and ask the neighbor for one egg, you know, until they go to the grocery store. And then when I come back, I give you your one large, extra large egg back or have it go. Brotherly kindness. We don't do this anymore. When I break down, I don't know who to call because it's embarrassing to call people today. They're going to talk about, yes, she called me. She was stranded on the side of the road. Now, what is that to tell somebody? Yeah. God hates gossiping, and that's what that is. But we should be happy to go out and serve one another in love. Because he said in his word to love one another, not like the world love. Temperance. We should watch ourselves and always be on an even keel to serve. I found myself repenting too because of this. Sometimes because what I've gone through at home, it make me, I don't want it. I don't feel like it. But he began to talk to me, let me know you got to watch all of this and get back. Watch all of this and get back. Because he'll come in, he'll give me what I need to deal with, whatever it is I need to deal with, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So look, wherefore the brethren, verse 10, wherefore the brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. 11 says, for so an interest shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now look, we want the blessings of God, but we sure want more spiritual blessings than natural blessings. We're in the world, but not of the world. We should come out the world and give the devil back all his tools and begin to look to the hills from which cometh our help. Preparing, because Jesus went away to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we may be also one day. But we got to prepare daily. And how we prepare is turning our back on wrongdoings and sin, turning our back on lust, turning our back on overthinking, overdoing things. Let God abound. Let him be real in us. Let's stop thinking we are more than we ought. I got to have name brand everything. I got to use this kind of that and that. Because we want to be more than we deserve. You come from the dirt. And we're going back to that dirt. What's important is the work in that vineyard. So that one day we'll hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. There's nothing more important than that in this old life. In this old world. Nothing more important than that. Because other than that, you're going to hear, depart from that, I never knew you. Yeah, and that's not what you want to hear. Because now you condemn to hell forever. You'll never come out. See, we got too many weak, scary people, and we think because we don't hear something or don't believe something that it's not going to happen. Simply because you don't believe hell is real and enlarges itself daily, it does not mean that hell is not real and exists. That's what you believe. That's what you don't want. Yet it's building daily. For people like you who don't believe that hell is real. For those that think we can still do what we're big enough to do. And God, he know my heart. And that's scary because he knows the very intent of your heart. Don't judge me. I don't judge. The word of God judge you every day. And he will judge you one day. It's not my job to judge you. The word judges you. And the word does what God, what he does. It hear what you say, but the word is looking at what you're doing. You speak the word, but you're doing different than the word say. So we got to get it right with him. Hallelujah. 12 says, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them. And be established in the present truth. People can say what they want about me. I'm going to always remind you of the same things as often as I remember over and over again. Why? I want you to be established in the present truth. I want you to remember right now God is. Right now his word hold true. Right now his word is a living word. It's alive. And we walk by faith in God, not by sight. We're living our lives by faith. And our life is hid in Christ. He go on in 13 and he says, yeah, I think it neat, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. We're remembering the precious promises of Almighty God, but we are also remembering what it takes. It takes something to get something. God give instructions, and when we follow the instruction of Almighty God, then the promises come. He said this, delight yourself in me. That's the instruction. Delight yourself in God, and he will give you the desires of your heart. But you got to follow the instructions. We want the desires and the, but we don't want to follow the instructions. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. I can look to the hills, but I got to remember that when tragic happen, when bad things happen, I got to remember, look to God, not to Barbara, for a solution. And not run to this one and run to that one, but I'm going to run to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, the one that died for me, the one that went down into hell and conquered all and rose with all power. Hallelujah. That's who I'm looking to. So I'm going to remind you of these things over and over and over and over. I don't hear too many complaints, though. I don't hear too many complaints. And if it's a complaint, it's those who don't understand. Yeah. Because when they understand, they apply it. I got one witness I know for sure applies it. Cion Jackson. Did I call her name? Did I say her name out loud? Yes, you did. I've seen the difference. I've seen the change. I heard what she say. I see what she does. Yeah, it's different. And she's trying. 14 says, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. In other words, he got to go. He won't always be here. He's going to leave here. 15 says, moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. See, you got to go. You're going to leave here. And he won't be here to keep reminding people. He won't be here to keep telling them what they need to know over in 1 Peter. Paul over in 2 Corinthians. Yeah. 16 says, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses, excuse me, of his majesty. I didn't put nothing together either just to bring to you, to trick you, to make you think, I didn't do that. When it was made known unto you the power and coming of Jesus Christ, and I've been an eyewitness to his majesty. Mm-hmm. No matter where I went, he was always there. From childhood to adulthood, he was always there, still there right now. When I was yet a sinner, he died for me. So if he died for me when I was a sinner, what more will he do for me now? Now that I'm his, hallelujah. Look, I want to look at Psalms 121 right quick. We're going to run through a few scriptures right quick. And when we're done, we're going to have the studio open for those who want to talk of his wondrous works and make known his deeds among the people. Yeah. So we're going to run through these right quick. This is Psalms 121. And I think it started at verse 1. But let's take a listen. A look to my listen. Let's take a look at the Psalms right quick. All right, did I pass them? Y'all know I passed something right now. 121. I'm online. Look at that. Now, where I read to you about them Corinthians this morning, that was at the book. All right, I got 122. Now you know I'm doing it too big. Okay. Now, let's see what it says. 121 and verse 1 says this. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Verse 3 says, he will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. For it says, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Verse 5 and 6, and I'm going to be through. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Huh? These are great and precious promises. Let's look at Isaiah 26 and 3. Let's go there. Isaiah 26 and 3. And I hope I'm giving everybody a chance to get there, not moving too fast. I don't like it when people give the scripture and then go to top. No, hold up, hold up. Let me get there so I can read with you. That's Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. All right, we're moving right along. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. You hear that? He'll keep us in perfect peace if we'll keep our mind on him, because we trust him. I know you done heard me say it many times. He'll keep us in perfect peace if we'll keep, yeah. Verse 4 says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4 is what I just read. All right, we're moving quickly. We've got a few more. Let's look at Deuteronomy 31 and 8. Deuteronomy 31 and 8. Mm-hmm. See, I know it takes something to get something. And really nothing in life is free. They say salvation is free. To us, we didn't pay for it, but somebody paid for it, Jesus. So it wasn't free. He paid the price. Hallelujah. Looking at Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 8 says this, and the Lord, he it is that doeth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. That's beautiful right there. He go before me. He's with me. He go before me. He won't fail me. He won't forsake me. I don't have to be scared, neither be dismayed. He's there with me, but I got to believe these things. It go back to this, and the just shall live by faith, but we walk by faith and not by sight. We got to believe. If you don't believe, you're not getting nothing. The world believe and get plenty. The world believe. They believe they can get up in the morning and get to work and get a good paycheck and go on about their business. And they do. Yeah. Let's look at Psalms 32 and 8. Psalms 32, verse 32. I mean, chapter 32 and verse 8. Y'all know I'm doing too much at one time over here. Hallelujah. And this is what it says, Psalms 32 and verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Verse 9 says, be ye not as the horse or as the mule which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. many sorrows shall be the wicked. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass about him. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. You see, he give the instructions of telling us what we need. Upright in heart. If you're doing it right, if you love the Lord and you're really trying to live right before him, be glad in the Lord. Rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. I don't have to be humbled down and bowed down and looking down to praise him. When I talk about him, I can look you in the eye. I can talk about him from any pulpit and not feel condemned by nothing. I can go to the streets and the people feel it. Game, no game. The street people say, oh, yeah, man, she real. Let's go, man. Folks, she be done turning us out and we miss our money. You hear that? When I went to prison, he was there. When I went to jail, he was there. When I went to court, he was right there. When I was yet a sinner, he died for me. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you today, he's much more impressed than he was back then when I was living a sinful life. Yeah, he's much more impressed today because it was him that saved me. He was the one that sanctified me. He was the one that filled me with the Holy Ghost. So he's more impressed because of what he did in me. He know his work. He know his word. He know his truth. Hallelujah. He know the difference from when I'm talking and what I'm saying is what he's saying. He know the difference. Oh, it's already all right in Jesus' name. We're looking at Matthew chapter 11, and this is going to be our last two verses we read. 11 chapter verses 28 and 29. That's Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29. And we're going to let this be our last two verses. I read, but I give you I'll give you the other three. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So whatever we're not doing, whatever we haven't done, whatever we haven't not focused on and got it together, you got a chance. You can come to him. And that virtue, brotherly kindness, and all of that we talked about, he will bless you to have these things so that you can do these things. But it will only come through him. You can't keep you and you can't change you. You can make up your mind, but you can't do nothing about it. Only he can. He saves. He sanctifies. He filled with his spirit. Self-righteous people, they think they can do it on their own. They're changing. They're doing it. It don't last for long when you know anything. You done found yourself in a place. And if these self-righteous preachers tell the truth, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, I done cheated on my wife. I got some outside children. Yeah, and I've been looking at that sister on that third row. If they tell you the truth, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So listen, that was Matthew's 11, 28 through 30. My perfect power is made perfect in weakness. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. My power is made perfect in weakness. My plans for you, Jeremiah 29 and 11. Go and take a look at it now. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4 and 13. Take a look. I don't tell. Oh, I know exactly where that is. Oh, I done read. No, I say go look at it again. How many know each time we look at that word, he'll give us something better? Hallelujah. And it's already all right this morning. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He's on our side in spite of us. He looks beyond our fault and yet meets our needs. We're grateful unto him. We appreciate him. There's none like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to go to this request right here because he's still God. Yeah. No matter what go on, no matter what you haven't done or haven't been able to do or haven't been focused on to get done, he is still God. And he said, come unto him. And if we'll go to him and just strip down, just tell him everything, let him see everything. Not that he don't already know, but it makes it better when we confess it out of our mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He know that you're on the same page now. What you're saying out your mouth is coming from your heart. It's not that you're saying one thing and it's something else. But what you're saying out your mouth is the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is real today. And we need to get real. I don't want nothing watered down. And I don't want no soft, quiet, dead ministry. My ministry is alive because Jesus is alive and well. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Yeah, I want to come before him with thanksgiving. I want to come before him praising. Hallelujah. And when my feet get light, I want to dance before him. It's not for the church. It's not for those looking at me. It's for him. And that's what David did. David danced out the clothes. Oh, David must have been giving him some praise. Y'all hear me? Because this boy knew. Hallelujah. Where God had brought him from. David knew when he was hiding in them caves, Saul would surely kill him. David knew when Jonathan come back and told him, yeah, you're right. Run on, David. Run. I love you. I'm going to miss you, but go because my daddy going to kill you. David knew these things. Saul had armies, plenty of men in the army. David started off. Eventually, he got 600 and something people to follow him who was hiding from Saul and things they had done. But when they got with David, David taught them God is more than what we need. He blessed that boy David. David became king. King David. The shepherd boy became king. Hallelujah. Whatever it is you desire today, God is able to give it to you. He's able to give you the desires of your heart. He's able to give you what you want. But are you wanting it in him? How do you want it? Why do you want it? What's your motive? What's your reason for wanting this thing? If I got the Rolls Royce, what I want it for? I can only share it with, you know, a few people. I couldn't share it with everybody. I don't have enough room. Why would I want the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy to show off so that I can bring others who don't have a place to live in there and share with them? Yeah. Whatever I do, it should be to help bless somebody else, not just me. I believe the Lord brought me out this way and gave me the place to live so that I'll be separated from people. And for 5 years, he blessed me to be in a position where I could pray day and night if I choose to. I could wake up 3 o'clock in the morning praying. I could wake up 1:30 praying. Huh? He's faithful. He's faithful. And I still can do that right now. I could wake up any time I get ready and pray the prayer of faith. God is faithful. And we love him today because it was him who first loved us. Look at what he did for me. I can ride down the street and just speak the blessings of the Lord. but we got to walk in the spirit more. Stop leaning to our own understanding. Stop letting the flesh rule and reign. Won't get you nothing but disappointment, and that thing you won't get it. You're not walking in the spirit. You're not giving God what he needs to give this to you. Now, he shine on the just as well as he does the unjust. But I want mine to be deliberate. I want God to deliberately bless me, not just shine upon me. I want him to bless me because I'm his and I obey. I want him to bless me because I'm keeping my mind on him. I want him to bless me because I'm delighting myself in him. I'm thanking him because I can look to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. I want to bless him. I want to praise him. I want to worship him. I want to keep bowing down as low as I can go before him. Because one day I want to come back with him to judge the world. One day I want to see him for who he really is. Hey, glory. One day I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You endured. You went through. Hallelujah. I know you heard the songwriter say, I've had some good days and I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when I look around and think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. And April 23rd, 2024, I won't complain. Yeah, because I want to hear what God has to say about me. Because what he says about me is the truth. If he said, hold up, Barbara, wait a minute. If he said, Barbara, this and this, it's true. I may not see it. I may not want to hear it, but it's the truth, and I have to receive the truth. If I'm going to get somewhere, even in this old life, I must learn to accept the truth. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes we'll try to make excuses for it. Somebody can tell us something, and we make an excuse, and God will come right back and show you. Really? Oh, yeah? This is it right here. And we have to face it for what it is. Strengthen me today, oh God, in the truth. Ooh, help me today in Jesus' name. Yeah, because that's what we want. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. And this is what we want, the truth. As Pastor Howell say, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Hallelujah. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank him. We thank him. Let's go to this one. And when we come back, the studio is open. If someone has something they would like to say, please feel free on this Tuesday to press that number one and come in. Hallelujah.
When all foundations have been shaken, when I'm left standing in the dark, and all I feel is my heart breaking, it's faded, the heavy questions hit so hard, and though my soul may feel forsaken, you still reign and you're still God. Though I can't see what's before me, your heart, and this one truth will be my story. You still reign and you're still God. I will declare that you are. mystery of your cross, and fix my eyes upon you, Jesus.
And that's where we got to go today. I got to trust in God. Yeah, you still reign and you're still God. I don't care what comes before me. You God and I'm not. I'm your child. I'm your servant. Yeah, you made me a saint. And I bow down before you in spirit and in truth. I come to you not just for me and my family, but for many others. I come to you for these things and people that serve in the earth. And they went to do things that I couldn't do. And it's to keep me safe. And you put it in place. And I thank you for it. And I thank them for going. But I want to pray for them and keep them covered as often as possible. And listen, somebody waiting on your testimony. Somebody waiting to hear what you went through so they'll know that they can come out. Sometimes people don't know they can come out of things because they heard about it. They think they're the only one going through this. You're not the only one. There's plenty more. Yeah. I found that out. When you lose children to foster care, you're not the only one with children there. Sometimes it's because of alcohol. Sometimes it's because of drugs. It's because of a man and many different things. Yeah. But when you lost them because you didn't have help, and then God used it to bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Somebody say, oh, no, 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 no. Losing a kid, yeah. Oh, yeah, it will bless you. If God is in it, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, and then afterwards, I was willing to talk to women who had gone through what I went through, and, you know, they didn't want nobody to know that, you know, what they had gone through. They had lost their children and how they lost them and this and that. I, you know, able to tell them, look, can you trust God? Can you have some patience to wait on him? What they told you to do, go to parenting class, go to anger management, what else they told you to do, make sure I have food in the house. Toiletries, this, that, do what they say. And God will deliver back to you, and he will give you what to say to your children to ease their mind. Now, sometimes they don't want to hear it, especially adult children, because they feel like everything is carnal, everything is fleshly, and you got to do this in the natural. No, no, no. Even though you led them to God, and you know God called all of them. But some of them sleep. Many people today are still asleep. When I first in 2010 was coming to do Jesus in the morning, I saw the people sleeping. I'm talking about in a deep sleep. I couldn't wake them up. God walked in and went to shaking them. And some of them he had to shake real hard to wake them up. Because we sleep in many things. We sleep on the job. We sleep with the job. We sleep in the spirit. We sleep in faith. We sleep in trust in God. and we sitting waiting. And all we got to do is choose to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto him. Forget about ourselves. Nail this flesh to the cross, crucify, and don't let it come back. Because see, the old man, he can come back up anytime he want to that you allow him to. I refuse. I don't want nothing to do with the old man. God has been good to me. I want the blessings of Almighty God. So he set me free. Jesus, whom the Son set free, is free indeed. I'm free from the bondage of sin. I'm free from obeying the devil. I do it if I choose to. If I don't want to, I don't have to. I've been set free. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus has cleansed me. And the blood of Jesus is against anything that's not holy, anything that's not righteous. Yeah, the blood of Jesus is against it. So today, that's all I got to do. If it's a little heavy for me and I can't do much with it, or I can't do nothing, all I got to do is call on him. Yeah. I used to love this song, and I still do. I've learned to pray. Bishop Ellis sang that thing. In and out of season. Any time. For any reason. Prayer is the key. My faith unlocks the door. I can ask anything, and it shall be done. For he hear every word I say. And while I'm calling, he's on the way. Prayer will fix it every time. Over and over and over again. Yeah, it will. Prayer will fix it. But I got to pray believing. I got to pray trusting God. I got to pray believing what his word said concerning me. Hallelujah. And it's already all right today in Jesus' name. So listen, the studio is open. If anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in today and share with us. And hey, Minister Jerome, God bless you this morning. Hadn't seen you in a while. Thank God for you this morning. Good morning to you, Sister Jerry. God bless you this morning. And we're praying for you, Sister Jerry, for your healing. Good morning to you, Pastor David. God bless you this morning, my buddy. And I got you in prayer and got mama in prayer. And intercessors, I need y'all to touch and agree with them this morning for Pastor David's mom. Y'all pray with me. Yeah, and pray for him. Yeah, he loves his mother. And we want him to be strengthened. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, Brother Anthony. And I want you to tell Cindy tonight about 6:15, I will be giving her a call. I got caught up the weekend and this and that, and then I didn't feel so well like traveling like I usually do. And so instead of going Saturday, I went to see my brother on Sunday. He's in the rehab and about 30 miles away, I think it is, from me, St. Augustine. And so, you know, I did what I could. Good morning to you, Rose Brown. But tell her by 6:30, I should be calling her today. Good morning to you, Sister Wicked, Wicked, Wicked. God bless you over there. Good morning to you, Sister Rita. God bless you this morning. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. God bless you this morning. And today I'm going to work on getting the Bible quiz to your Sister Dot. Yeah, I got to get them together and get the answers and everything. And she do a beautiful job, I think, with the Bible quiz. Yeah. And she paused and all of that. I said, you go ahead, Dr. Goodman. So she's showing us I'm not running through nothing. I want you to get it. Yeah, get the answer. Here's the question. Get the answer. Yeah. And so I think that's just absolutely beautiful. And I love it. I love it. And I'm going to make sure I get that quiz over there to her. So on Wednesday, she can bring it forth to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So while others are waiting to make up their mind if they have something they want to share, I'm going to this next song of the morning. Sister Sherry, I'm going to dedicate this one to you.
So this song says this.
I
Because it's in Jesus. He's our Savior forever. Yeah. The songwriter said he sought us and bought us with his redeeming blood. He loved us. And we knew it. All his love is to us. He plunged us beneath the tree. Yeah. And now we have the victory. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm thankful unto him. Yeah. He know that we forget, and he will remind us if we ask him to. And then if we feel with the Spirit will remind us and bring all things back to our memory. And I'm a living witness. I'm playing the game Bejeweled these days and eating walnuts. Help the brain in my older age. Yeah. And so I'm thankful unto the Lord. All right, Brother Anthony, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you, sir. How are you?
Bless, hallelujah. Can you hear me this morning?
Yes, sir, we hear you nice and clear.
Let's have a faithful good morning to you, Mr. Barber. First of all, I just want to give God thanks for waking me up this morning. Thank God for life, health, and strength, keeping me on my right mind, allowing me to see another day ever seen before. Thank God for the activity of my limbs and keeping me in good health. Just thank God for what he's doing in me, where he brought me from, where he's taking me at. And just thank God for just having my relationship with him, to know him. And just blessed to be here again. Y'all hear my voice, and I hope y'all blessed to hear mine as well. And I just want to kind of, you know, give my little testimony, you know, going through the things I went through a divorce, and, first of all, what brought the divorce is me and my flesh, you know, and I'm thinking I'm Mr. Bad, you know, and, a lot of times, you know, that's, we got to work on, you know, our flesh and not let our flesh kind of lead us, but we lead our flesh, you know, overcome our flesh. And, you know, I was young and, you know, out here, you know, in the world, and I kind of strayed away from God for a little while, you know, raised up in church and everything. And, when I got older, I kind of felt like I could do my own thing and everything. And was out here, you know, doing a whole lot of stuff, you know, but I wasn't living like I needed to live or for God at that time, you know. And went through divorce and everything. But through that divorce, you know, just things that happened, and I got to feel, you know, how they say, you know, see how I feel when the shoe on the other foot, you know. And I went through that, and, you know, it wasn't a good feeling, you know. And I would say, a lot of people say, you know, they wish that they didn't go through what they went through, you know. But now that I look back, you know, I could say I'm glad I went through it, because, you know, my relationship with God was restored. You know, areas in my life, you know, things that I wanted to accomplish in my life, that I feel like I wasn't able to do, God opened doors and gave me the strength to do it, to overcome those things. And, you know, I can't say I didn't have no roadblocks, stumbling blocks, because I did. You know, I had to get my flesh under control, and I had to get my mindset right, you know. But that took, you know, me connecting with people like you, of course, Ms. Barber, you, or one of the main ones that helped me overcome, Brother Frank, you know, helped me a lot, you know, just your ministry itself, you know, and, you know, that positive motivation that you had, you know, that y'all would give me that godly advice as well, you know, because, you know, when I was going through with my divorce, you know, there was people out there telling me stuff, but some of them people was in the world, you know. So, you know, I'm listening to them, and, you know, in the beginning, and I'm like, well, what they telling me ain't working, you know. So, you know, then I had to get my mind set, like, okay, you know, it got to be something better than this, you know, because this, what they talking about ain't working, you know. So, you know, I just began to pray, you know, and as I began to pray, God began to guide me and lead me, open doors. He led me to Jesus in the morning, you know, and I just began to listen, you know, and as I was listening, you know, I ain't really the one to really commentate. I mean, I thought now, you know, but, you know, in the beginning, I'm kind of, before, if I don't know you like that, I'm kind of shy, I just kind of keep to myself, you know, but the Lord took that away, you know, that shyness or not wanting to, you know, talk or be conversational, you know. And it didn't happen overnight, but gradually it did. And I just was listening to your show, you know, and I was like, man, and, you know, I kept hearing you call out the number to call in, and it was just like something in me clicked, like, yeah, this, you know, you just need to talk. And I just had the urge to want to dial, you know, I just had the urge to want to, you know, say something, you know. So now I'm looking, you know, I kind of was going through the, you know, the archives and stuff, and I was like listening, like, well, what's the phone number? You know, I kept trying to get the phone number, but, you know, it was a time for him to have me to say something, you know, upon that, you know, and everything. And when that time came, I was able to get the phone number, and then I, you know, I spoke out, said something, and, you know, everything, God has a time and a place for everything, and, you know, you reached out, you spoke into my life, and, you know, encouraged me, and then through you, then Brother Frank, you know, and then Brother Ron, a couple of the other guys that was there, you know, they, you know, kind of talked to me, you know, and, you know, it was a ripple effect, you know, and, you know, through that, you know, I was feeling better, you know, and I remember that one thing I can recall you was saying, you know, that, you know, get in front of the mirror, tell yourself that you are somebody, you know, you're not defeated. You talk to yourself in front of the mirror, you know, and as you said that, I began to do that, and I did it every morning, you know, I would do that, you know, because the enemy tried to get me, had me depressed, you know, going through what I was going through, and, you know, and I was like, man, you know, I gotta get out of this area. And of course, then, you know, God just continued me to draw me closer to him, you know, and church, and, you know, just doors just started opening, you know, and I also recall you saying, you know, you got to get to the point where, you know, you got to forgive the one, you got to forgive yourself, and then you got to forgive the other person, you know, and I had to get to that point, and I had to make sure that, you know, I didn't have nothing still in my heart towards a person, you know, and I got to that point to be able to forgive my ex and everything, and, you know, not antagonize, because, you know, I was at one point over there when I had a restraining order not to go over there. I'm over there investigating, trying to see stuff, and sometimes, you know, the enemy had you leading, that flesh and had you going to see stuff, and you see something that you don't want to see. Now you done put yourself in a whole nother situation, you know. So that happened a couple times, and I just had to get to the point, you know, that, you know, I just had to say, hey, now I can't keep, you know, going through this. I had to realize that, you know, there was a way of the enemy to get me to where I won't even be able to have a good job or something, you know, like that, you know, because of my record or stuff like that, you know. But I want to say this, you know, that, you know, as I talked to you, Ms. Barbara, and Brother Frank, but especially you, were like, hey, don't keep going over there, you know. And it took me a couple times to get it through my thick head, that, you know, this thick skull of mine not to go over there. But in the end, I eventually was like, okay, yeah, I see what you're talking about, you know. So, once I got to the point where I could listen, you know, and be obedient and not, you know, be wondering, you know, but that took me praying and getting in the Word. You know, I had to have something to take my mind off of that, you know, and, you know, it took a little bit, but in the end, God helped me and delivered me out of that. And, you know, I can't say, you know, today, you know, I'm happier. Or I'm glad I went through what I went through. And, you know, it made me a better man, you know, and I'm able to tell somebody else, you know, because I done had some friends of mine, you know, and, you know, people that I know, friends, close, you know, that had went through some things, and some of them seen what I went through at the time that I was going through, you know, and seen where I was at, you know, where I'm at now, you know. So, you know, it wasn't like, you know, I was just telling them anything, you know. They know that I was being real about what I was saying. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, God will connect us to who he needed to connect us to, and those people are going to guide you and lead you, you know. But, of course, first, you know, you need to seek God, you know, have that relationship with God in order for him to put those people in your path, you know, because he's going to speak to you to let you know who you need to talk to, who you need to conversate, and which direction to go. So, you know, I just wanted to say that this morning, and I just want to say I thank you, Ms. Barbara, and this ministry, your ministry as well, and Brother Frank, God bless you, those people that encouraged me, you know, that helped me get where I'm at, you know, today, along with my relationship with God. So, you know, it's been a blessing to me, and still blessing me even now. And I just want to say I thank God for the people he placed in my life, like you, Miss Barbara and Brother Frank and others, you know, and others that was up there that had testimony that kind of spoke as well, you know, just kind of encouraged me and everything. So, you know, it was a walk, but it was a walk well worth it. Glory be to God. And amen.
Amen. I know how you feel, Brother Anthony, because I'm telling you, all I've been through, it was a walk well worth it. Oh, yeah. Because had I not gone through those trials, I wouldn't know what I know today. And I wouldn't be able to trust God in the way that I trust him. I wouldn't be able to stand the way that I'm standing today, because I would be weak and I wouldn't know, you know. And there's no telling what would befall me. And then I probably would be false and still denying the power thereof, you know, and thinking I'm right, self-righteous. Oh, it would just be a mess. But God has something waiting. I must press my way through. Oh, yeah. Press my way through. I'm pressing my way through. God has something waiting. Yeah, yeah. I'm pressing my way through. Hallelujah. Can't sing this morning, y'all, but it's all right. It's all right. I'm going to sing later on. When I get in the truck, I'm going to sing loud to myself, you know. Just have a song service, Barbara song service unto the Lord. Yeah. Ah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I know exactly, I'm telling you, Brother Anthony, how you feel, because we don't know. We don't know, and sometimes we keep banging our head against the wall. And when we let go so that God can come in, and then we let God, then we see it. We see it then. Oh, and things are better for us. Hallelujah. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. We're not walking by our own way, because I don't know the way. Yeah. But I do know him. And as I allow him to lead and guide me, he makes it better for me. Hallelujah. But we got to be, all of us, we must be willing to suffer. Yeah, I know that the prosperity, you know, preachers and all these other people teaching you all this good stuff, but there is some suffering. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No. There's a cross for everyone, and I know there's a cross for me. That's what you got to tell yourself. Yeah, and look at yourself, like he said, in the mirror. Talk to yourself. Yeah, because really you're talking to the Lord. Yeah. Tell your flesh what you want to do, and I'm doing it. Because that flesh is an evil thing, and it don't care. It wants what it wants. It can be against your children. It can be against God. It can be against anything. It just wants what it wants. Remember the lady went on vacation, she said, and left her baby in the house all them days. Was it 10 days she left that baby alone? Her flesh told her what to do. And she followed her flesh. Now, if I'm not mistaken, she got a life sentence to follow in prison. Yeah. So we got to be careful. This flesh will get us in deep trouble. It does not care. It does not care. It will get us into some deep trouble. It will get us into trouble against the world and God. Yeah. See, now, what she did is she got in trouble with the world because she's doing life. She got in trouble with God because she killed a child. And what she went to do, it wasn't a godly thing. Yeah, God is faithful, and he give us chance after chance after chance after chance. I'm so thankful that he woke me up this morning, because I yet have opportunity to get it right with him. I don't want to think I'm all the way right on my way. No, I have not arrived. I'm yet striving for perfection, and I thank God for Apostle Paul sharing this with me. I'm going to show you a mystery. Yeah, we all won't be asleep, but we'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And I thank God for that. Yeah, Lord. If he come back, we all will be changed. The believers. Hallelujah. The saints of God. Oh, I thank him this morning. Listen, I'm going to one more request of the morning. And when we come back, anyone else have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one this morning.
Every
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God this morning. That's called the Christian Reggae Mega Mix. Yeah, that's what that's called. So we thank God for good gospel music and songs of Zion and songs telling who he is and what he has done, what he will do. Hallelujah. What he's going to do. We love these kind of songs. And so we're thankful unto Almighty God this morning again for good gospel music. So listen, I'm going to pray us out. We get out a little early this morning. And we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. And we're grateful unto Almighty God. And Minister Jerome, tell Sister Booker I said hello and God bless her. Yeah, I hadn't seen her in a minute. And so we thank the Lord. So listen, we're going to pray out. And again, we pray he bring us back tomorrow morning. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that has been said and done. Thank you for Brother Anthony's testimony this morning. Lord, I see the difference in how he's grown, and I'm thankful unto you. And Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. And as we depart this morning, Father, we ask that you would bless those that are sick, God, those that are going through. Ask this morning that, God, you would fulfill the wants in our lives, the needs in our lives, oh God. And Lord, that you would lead and guide us in the right path today for your name's sake. Help us as your church to pay attention. Help us to watch as well as pray. And Father, help us to have patience today in the name of Jesus. Help us to lift you up and to worship you in spirit and in truth this day. And Lord, not just on Sunday when we go to church, but all around the house, help us to worship you. And Lord, help us to talk to you today as often as possible in the name of Jesus. As we depart this morning, Father, bless our going out. Continue to bless our coming in and meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you for being on our side. We thank you that we can cast our cares upon you, for you care for us. And Father, we're looking to you, our often finisher of our faith this day. Do it for your glory. Bless us, Lord, that you'll get the testimonies, that you'll get the credit, the honor, and the worship. In Jesus' name, we asking it all. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. Speak the blessing of Almighty God upon you today, April the 23rd, 2024. In Jesus' name, we are 4 months, look at this, and 23 days into this new year. What we have, maybe 7 days, and the month is gone. Yeah, now it looked like April stayed a little longer than March. Yeah, but in 7 days, I believe this month will be gone, and we will be in the month of May headed into summer. Hallelujah. We're into spring right now. God is faithful. And so we thank him. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. Have a blessed day. And God bless you. God bless you. We won't go to one more song of the morning because we played two back-to-back from the reggae list. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye again. His name is Jesus.